WTIC News, Dana Whalen reporting. Congressional sources say the Carter administration has tentatively decided to delay delivery of what are known as advanced concussion bombs to Israel. A formal announcement of the decision is expected before Secretary of State Cyrus Vance leaves for the Middle East next week. It's reported that Israel and Syria have reached an agreement aimed at reducing tension along the Israeli-Lebanese border. Israeli state radio quotes Prime Minister Rabin as saying Syria reportedly will pull back from the so-called red line in southern Lebanon next week. President Carter says he'll send a delegation to Vietnam to resolve the question of U.S. servicemen still listed as missing in action. But there was no word on who might be in the delegation or when it would leave. Later today, Mr. Carter flies to Plains, Georgia for his first visit home since taking office. The Spanish government says two high officials held by terrorists have been rescued and police have arrested several of the kidnappers. Chief Military Judge Lieutenant General Emilio Villacruza and Royal Advisor Antonio Oriol were freed by police. Connecticut Congressman Christopher Dodd says he hopes a meeting scheduled in Washington next Tuesday will resolve the dispute involving the chairman and general counsel of the House Committee to investigate the Kennedy and King assassinations. Dodd, who's a member of the committee, says he's afraid the dispute will lead to the demise of the committee, and he says this would only hurt the American people who want the answers to the questions raised by the assassinations. Dodd says he doesn't feel the dispute is the result of a power trip by the chairman, Representative Henry Gonzalez of Texas, who has asked for the resignation of Counsel Richard Sprague.
I think we ran into a real personality clash. He acted completely on his own, unilaterally. If he'd even made an effort to sit down with the other members of the committee and laid forth evidence for us on why he felt Mr. Sprague could not proceed, he might very well have had the full support of the committee in his decision to remove Mr. Sprague. The decision of those of us to send a letter yesterday was based primarily on that action, that unilateral action, more so than the actual merits of whether or not Mr. Sprague ought to stay or leave as staff director and chief counsel of that committee.
Dodd says evidence gathered by the committee in closed-door sessions so far is enough to warrant a continuation of the investigation. Meanwhile, sources say Attorney General Griffin Bell has agreed to a request from Committee Chairman Gonzalez to block Sprague from obtaining some FBI files on the assassinations. A federal judge in Philadelphia has sentenced anti-war activist Susan Sachs to 10 years in prison for the 1970 holdup of a savings and loan company. The term is to be served concurrently with a 12 to 14-year sentence for a Boston Bank holdup. And a U.S. District Court judge in San Francisco has turned down a request by attorneys for Patricia Hearst for a new trial on bank robbery charges. WTIC News Time, 5:03.
Bridgeport Highline is where the action is. Bridgeport Highline, a game where athletes challenge not only each other, but a ball speeding at them at up to 150 miles an hour. Bridgeport Highline, exit 28, I-95, where you can dine on continental cuisine in the luxurious Fronton restaurant. With quinellas, perfectas, trifectas, and more, Bridgeport Highline is where the action is.
Matinees every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at noon. Game time tonight, 7:15. For reservations, call 1-333-2866.
A Derby man is listed in satisfactory condition after a 40-millimeter shell exploded on a Marine gunnery range. A Marine Corps spokesman at Camp Pendleton, California, says 23-year-old Sergeant James Connors was a member of an explosives disposal unit inspecting the range when the shell blew up yesterday. Five others were treated and released, and another Marine seriously wounded. Connecticut and New York environmental officials have come up with a plan to restrict dredging in Long Island Sound. The plan will now go to the Army Corps of Engineers and to public hearings before being adopted. It would establish four dumping sites and would require strict monitoring of the disposed materials. And the Democratic leader of the Connecticut General Assembly is disagreeing with Democratic Governor Ella Grasso on the proposed budget for the Connecticut Commission on the Arts. And the disagreement totals about $250,000. Mrs. Grasso has proposed a $4,000 budget increase for the commission to $338,000, but Lieberman wants a $1 million budget, an increase of nearly $700,000. Now the forecast.
The fairly mild weather is going to continue for a while, and we'll have some rain before the weekend is over. The Travelers Weather Service forecast down, low temperatures in the 20s over most of the region. For tomorrow, sunshine prevailing, although some high clouds may show up in the afternoon. Mild and comfortable with highs around 50, but cooler down at the shoreline. a chance of rain developing late Saturday night, and rain is likely for Sunday. It could rain heavy at times. In Hartford now, it's 51 degrees.
This has been WTIC News, Dana Whalen reporting. Next scheduled news at 5:30, bulletins at once.
It's time now for the WTIC New England Ski Report, brought to you by Subaru, the official car of the U.S. Olympic ski team. Now here's Sumner McLeish.
Relatively warm temperatures continue to exist over most of New England as the weekend approaches. I'll be back with a look at the weekend forecast for skiing right after this word about Subaru. If you're a ski buff, you know that getting around in ski country in the winter can sometimes be a chancy affair when the weather turns nasty. Before you can ski downhill, you've got to get to the hill. And what's the best way? Well, take the example of the United States Ski Team. They've named the Subaru four-wheel drive wagon as the official car of the U.S. Ski Team. And what it does for their family, it can do for your family. Because the four-wheel drive wagon is the first passenger wagon with full-time front-wheel drive, which, at the touch of a lever, becomes four-wheel drive. It's remarkably inexpensive and built to stay that way. That's the four-wheel drive wagon by Subaru. Temperatures in the 20s, 30s, and even into the 40s in some sections of New England today gives one the feeling that the groundhog could have been wrong in his actions. But weather sources tell us that despite this warming trend, winter is still with us, and we will be back to cooler temperatures before long. Not, however, before the weekend, which promises to be much the same as most of the week has been. All of this warmth has begun to affect skiing conditions in some places, with several ski areas reporting loose granular in addition to packed powder cover, and one or two even telling us they have variable conditions. That's a variable type of cover most often found during the spring. Still, the majority of areas continue to have packed powder cover, and we don't see too much chance of that changing at this time. All ski areas are expected to be open and operating by Saturday. Novice terrain remains in generally excellent shape, while intermediate slopes and trails have deteriorated somewhat in the overall picture. Skiers also who enjoy the steepest terrain will have to look around a bit this weekend to find the best conditions on expert trails. A closer look at conditions in Vermont, mostly good to excellent conditions, but we have excellent skiing across the board at Glen Ellen, Jay Peak, Middlebury, Killington, Pico Peak, Stowe, Sugarbush, Stratton, and Bromley, among others. In New Hampshire, Mittersill, Snows Mountain, and Whittier all report excellent conditions, while Brickyard, Dartmouth Skiway, Moose Mountain, Cannon, and Ragged are open with good skiing. All other areas in the state report good to excellent conditions. In Maine, mostly good to excellent skiing, with Lost Valley and Abram still reporting excellent conditions, while down in Massachusetts, the Berkshires remain in top shape, along with most of Western Mass. Central and eastern portions of the Bay State report some excellent conditions, but mostly good to excellent and good ratings. And in Connecticut, Ski Sundown, Powder Ridge, Ohoho, and Mount Southington are open with good to excellent skiing, while Mohawk and Woodbury tell us that they have excellent skiing available on all terrain. All in all, it looks like not a bad weekend for getting your skis out and on. This is Sumner McLeish with the latest official NESAC report in Woodstock, Vermont.
You've been listening to the WTIC New England Ski Report with Sumner McLeish, brought to you by Subaru, the official car of the United States Olympic Ski Team. Our next report will be heard at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Third and final traffic check coming up in a moment. If you've been planning to finish your indoor fix-up projects before the warmer weather really gets here, and believe it or not, it will, then now's the time to visit the big, beautiful, recently opened Diamond Home Center at 639 Oakwood Avenue, West Hartford. The big Washington's birthday savings spree is going on right now, and you'll never find a better time to save on quality diamond interior paints and everything else you'll need to do a really professional job. White pebble coat paint, the great cover-up that gives your walls a beautiful sand-textured finish, is only $3.99 a gallon, now through February 21st. Easy-to-apply white latex ceiling paint, only $3.99 a gallon. Diamond's 4-inch quality brush, regularly $2.29, is only $1.49. Save on paint thinner, drywall sealer, roll-on ceiling texture, joint compound, and a 4-foot household ladder, plus more. Studs, strapping, Franklin fireplaces, paneling. Savings in every department. Visit Diamond for fantastic Washington's birthday values, now through February 21st. Diamond Home Centers are a division of Diamond International Corporation. It's 10 past 5 o'clock. Our third and final traffic look from the Traveler's Tower. Here again is Officer Don Healy.
Good afternoon again, Lou. Over on 91 north and south, there remains heavy traffic. We're getting quite a backup near the footbridge now for the northbound motors from cars exiting off the Buckley Bridge going on to 91 northbound. Over on 84 eastbound, it remains heavy traffic. No accidents or slowdowns to report, just heavy eastbound traffic. The same for 84 and 86 westbound. It's heavy traffic. Downtown business district now, it's all moderate, except for over on Asylum Street, Asylum Avenue, Farmington Avenue. They're still carrying heavy traffic. Looking over at Pulaski Circle, it's light there, no backups. The Whitehead and the Conlon Highway is moderate, carrying moderate traffic, and that's moving right along. For the area bridges, the Buckley Bridge, it remains heavy traffic. Founders Bridge, light traffic. Charter Oak Bridge, light traffic. That's the update. Now back to you, Lou.
Thank you, Officer. Morning traffic reports on the Bob Steele Show can be heard at 7:15 and 5 minutes of 8 approximately each morning. 5:10 as we come back to music here on a Friday afternoon, the 11th of February. Nice day. May have another good one over the weekend. Here are the Stylistics.
If I could, I'd like to be a great big movie star.
Love with you, the Stylistics sang it. 5:14 and temperature hanging in there just around the 50 mark, and you know, that's the way it goes. 51 was, I believe, the official high for the day. Attention, Connecticut taxpayers. Today's complicated tax structure, particularly the 1976 tax reform law, contains many tax refund opportunities you may not know about. In this Sunday's Hartford Current, you'll learn how to be sure of getting back every dollar you have coming and how to avoid errors that can cost you money. Best of all, you won't have to do a single calculation. It's all in a special section in this Sunday's Hartford Current. Look for the big green eagle on the cover. It could mean hundreds of tax dollars you might never otherwise see. Here's Barry Manilow as we head for another weekend in New England.
can I touch you? When will this strong yearning end? And when will I hold you again? I feel the change coming. I feel the wind blow. I feel brave and daring. I feel my blood flow. With you, I could bring out all the love that I have. With you, there's a heaven so earth ain't so bad. And tell me, when will our eyes meet? When can
nice song from Barry Manilow, Weekend in New England, originally done by Randy Adelman. The news and weather update at 5:30 here at 1080 Radio. We keep going on till 6 with the good musical sounds. Arnoldine on sports tonight, 6:20 till 8 o'clock. Steve and Jack Carlson of the New England Whalers will be on to talk about hockey and acting, would you believe? Okay, there's one of the two brothers will be involved in acting. And you'll be able to talk about that and hockey and the Whalers and the WHA and anything you want to talk about. 6:20 till 8, Arnold Dean at 522-0200. Ray Stevens and Everything is Beautiful.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, there is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds, we must let our thoughts be free. The length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. We're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on.
on the good side, my friend, and straighten it out in your mind.
Everything is beautiful, Ray Stevens. Bill Madlock, the two-time National League Baseball batting champion, was traded today by the Chicago Cubs to the San Francisco Giants in a five-player deal in which the Cubs received outfielder Bobby Mercer. That's the top line of the story. There are obviously some other players involved, three others. But the two big ones, Bill Madlock from the Cubs to the Giants, Bobby Mercer from the Giants to the Cubs. And there'll be more on that story, obviously, through the next few minutes or so stay with us. And by the way, if you have a birthday coming up.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to all of you.
Bob Steele is having a birthday party, and he'd like to personally wish you a happy birthday if you're going to have 70 or more candles on your cake this year and are still young at heart. He's having a birthday party just for you on Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at the Hartford Civic Center, from 1 to 3 p.m. Have someone take you into town. They're welcome, too. Bob Steele will be handing out autographed pictures, and there will be cake from the John Williams Pastry Shop and ice cream from the ice cream scene. The Civic Center shops will be giving out door prizes, so be sure to get your ticket as you enter the center court. Be Bob Steele's guest and enjoy the entertainment provided by the singing seniors of the Salvation Army. Even the Civic Center Youth Council will be there to join in the fun. Remember, if you're going to be 70 or over this year and are young at heart, Bob will be looking for you at his birthday party, Monday the 14th, Valentine's Day, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the center court of the Hartford Civic Center. And then you'll all be able to get together. Together is the name of this one. Here's O.C. Smith.
Talk about speed. She closes her eyes and she makes music. She closes her eyes and I close mine. To her head for her story, yeah. And her story is mine. Together we take it on. Together we make it go. Together we build upon what together we know. And we know, together we know. We are strong. I tell them my dreams and all my I tell her my dream, she tells her. I give her my love and my reason. And my reasons are her. Together we take it on. Together we make it go. Don't we, baby?
Yes, we do.
Together we build a bond. But together we know. And we know. Together we know.
never been tainted on. Together we make it go.
Starbuck, remember this one from last year? It went all the way to the top and beyond. The light feels right.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean. Drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constant and watch the moon smiling by. I play the radio on southern stations, cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again.
Weather happening next at 1080 on the dial. This is WTIC Hartford.